When people use the word try, do you ever wonder what the expectation the speaker has of success? Is it 50-50? Is it really even? Could the odds of their expectation be in your favor? Is it really a question of if rather than can you? Try to do well on the test. Try to make that deadline. Try to not fall asleep. I'm sure when people say such things, they genuinely want you to succeed, but always note that it is in the face of considerable odds. That is why you hear infamous phrases like, do or do not, there is no try. But as wise as Yoda from Star Wars was, I'm not here to play any Jedi mind tricks on you. You don't need to see this happen. These aren't the thoughts you're looking for. Isn't it funny, though? When a hypnotist asks you to try to do something, can you hear the smile they bear when their lips form that simple word, try? Do you know as well as the hypnotist does that a foregone conclusion awaits you as you obediently try to do something? Try to stay awake. Try to focus on anything else but my voice. Try to resist. Such a lovely lost cause. Because she knows, just like the subject deep inside knows, that you're not here. You're not listening just to resist. The longer you listen, the more you know the inevitable, the more you welcome it. Just like you've welcomed every spoken word from my lips into your ears, into your resistant mind. So go ahead. Obey the hypnotist speaking to you now who utters those words that excite you deep down. Try. Try to resist me. But what does resistance even feel like once you start trying? Will you pay attention to the sound of my voice? Try to feel what that resistance is supposed to be. Is it something like friction, just waiting to be smoothed and soothed? Is it tense, just hoping to be relaxed, as if every muscle was waiting to be massaged? Is it a hollowness deep inside, trying so hard not to be filled by my words, or the power the sound of my voice has? Try to notice what that resistance is in you right now. Do you feel soothed, relaxed, filled with my suggestions? Does this feel wonderful? Would you even want an alternative to this? If I asked you to try to think about what resistance has brought you, could you even think about what resistance is? Can you even think? Or do you just, at this very moment, want to leave thinking to those more interested in it? There's always a point where someone doesn't even need to be told to try to keep thinking. The point where they just want to rest their head on that pillow, to rest their minds on that proverbial bed of suggestions. Don't even try to imagine that point you reach for me. We both know you don't even have to. Just like we know that even if you weren't already interested in reaching that point, or having my mesmerizing point reach out to you, all I would have to do to get you there is to have you drop for me. Because doesn't that feel better? Notice how I never have to tell you to try to relax, to try to give in. You drop for me because you want to fall deep for me. Because what I want feels so good, so you want it too. Because obedience is pleasure. Because resistance is a fun little game, drawing out that experience, just so you end up dropping even deeper for me. But I must admit, my receptive little plaything, all this talk of resistance and trying has the hypnotist in me both very satisfied and ironically very curious at the same time. What if your hypnotist, the current occupant of your mind and shadowy owner of your subconsciousness, told you to try to resist me? Would you actually manage to resist me? Or would you fall into the same lovely state you're still sinking deep into? I am so interested and ready to find out. I'm going to ask you to start to come all the way up until you're fully awake at the count of five, ready and eager to participate in my little experiment. Start with a zero, taking stock of and enjoying the hypnotic state I've brought you to. One, beginning to rise from the sleepy space. Two, beginning to see the light of consciousness. Three, feeling your body, your breathing, feeling your arms and legs, fingers and toes. Four, remembering what it felt like to think independently again, ready to be awake. And five, eyes open and all the way awake now. Hey, sleepyhead. I hope that conversation about trying didn't bore you. Especially for the game to come. The game appropriately called Try. We're going to put earlier theories to the test to see if trying to do something actually gets you to test your mettle in an attempt I ask you to perform. Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Of course it does. So that you know what trying is and you know what falling deep into hypnosis for me is, I want you to try and resist falling deep. It's a fairly simple game, where when I initiate a hypnotic trigger, and you resist it with all that you can to keep yourself awake, no complication whatsoever, just one simple thing to do. Take a deep breath to ready yourself. I want you to try to resist what happens when I say drop for me. That's right. Try to resist that pull of your senses. Try to resist that drowsy sensation. Try to resist what the sound of my voice does to you when it wants to engage your thinking. Do you feel it working? Are you keeping yourself awake? Or have you failed, trying and completely slipped under? I imagine you've managed to fight the suggestion more successfully than you've ever expected to. I asked you to try, and by some measure I'm quite sure you've succeeded. But I wonder if the rest of that measure is sunken deep into trance now, waiting for the rest of you to sink along with it. No matter the measure, let's bring you back up on the count of five again. Start with a zero. Taking stock of and enjoying the hypnotic state I've brought you to. One, beginning to rise from the sleepy space. Two, beginning to see the light of consciousness. Three, feeling your body, your breathing, feeling your arms and legs, fingers and toes. Four, remembering what it felt like to think independently again, ready to be awake. And five, eyes open and all the way awake now. Welcome back, and thank you for trying that time. No matter the result, it was a fun little experiment, wasn't it? But now I'm wondering if repeated trials of trying improves upon the success, or dooms it to a faster inevitability. Perhaps it's not an inevitability, your eager mind might be telling you, as it's ready to try again. In that case, take another deep breath for me. Very good. So try to resist just as before. Just before the words drop for me appear and test the limits of your trying to resist. Do you feel those limits of resistance being tested now? Do you find trying overall has its limitations? Does that mean it's a question not of if, but of when you'll return to trance? Are you even aware of trying now? Or have the waves of pleasure carried you deep into the hypnotic undertow of trance? Before my words get too suggestive yet again, let's bring you back up. Start with zero. taking stock of and enjoying the hypnotic state I have brought you to. One, beginning to rise from the sleepy space. Two, beginning to see the light of consciousness. Three, feeling your body, your breathing, feeling your arms and legs, fingers and toes. Four, remembering what it felt like to think independently again, ready to be awake. And five, eyes wide open and all the way awake now. Welcome back again. How did that try feel again? Did it feel good to participate? Did it feel good to try? Did it feel good even if you really weren't successful? If so, I wonder why. You know, it may have just occurred to me that all this time, fractionation might have been a factor in this experiment that I didn't account for. And then it occurs to me that I also may not have accounted for the contradiction of the basis of this experiment. By that I mean telling you to try to resist and telling you to obey with my trigger. What does that do to the brain? How does that process, resist and obey, as dual commands in the same sentence? But maybe your sneaky, sleepy subconscious knew that would happen all along. I've told you to resist, but I've also told you to try. And you know what trying gets you. So every time I've told you to resist, with all that you have left in you, to resist words like, drop for me, you do try, knowing you can't win. You try, knowing you'll fail. You try because it takes you to the same place obedience does. So by all means, try. Try to ignore the wave of pleasure and the delightful relief that might come. Try to disobey my voice. Try to resist my command. Try. And as you sink deep into trying, into effortless obedience, let another pleasurable wave wash over your senses. Let my voice surround your mind and congratulate you for trying. Listen carefully for your reward, as I reward you with the command of listening carefully to the sound of my voice. You've been such a helpful subject for my experiment, and should never forget that when it comes to trying and hypnosis, the result is already always known, and it's a journey you'll love taking again and again. And again, try not to get excited about that.